It's Monday, August 16th, smack dab in the middle of August. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And having survived Friday the 13th.
Congratulations.
I believe what I need is some headbanging.
As in headbanging music?
Yes. And one of my favorite bands is at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville tonight, Shadows Fall. And this runs the gamut from metal that you can actually understand words in music to metal that is just noisy.
Okay.
You need to go and check it out. They got Grammy nominations for Best Metal Performance in 2006 for What Drives the Week and in 2008 for Redemption. And that year they were beaten out by Slayer.
So that's kind of a big honor.
Yeah. Kyle has this look on his face that says, and I'm horrified.
No, but they've
also opened for Fear Factory and Cannibal Corpse, and you often hear them on bills now with Killswitch Engaged and Avenged Sevenfold. So this is a band that if you don't know but you like metal, get yourself to George's. Show starts at 8. Tickets are just $12.
Is this one of those where you should probably get there a little bit early because it might sell out?
I expect that that's true.
Okay.
If word has gotten out to the metal community, yeah.
Okay.
Don't go if you like Kenny G. But if you like Kenny G, tickets are on sale for a show coming up September 19th at the Walton Arts Center. They've been on sale about a week. I'm sure there are still some available. And they start at $58, 443-5600.
Are you suggesting that nowhere on planet Earth is someone who owns both a Kenny G CD and a Shadows Fallen CD? Do you think that's the case?
Yes.
Okay.
I am suggesting that with some certainty.
Becca Bacon-Martin is editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.